So my husband and I were driving home from a date night, and we were hit head on by a drunk driver. It was awful. And we suffered head injuries, cuts all over, broken bones, and our car was totaled. And the insurance company called it an accident. Anytime it's a drunk driver, that's not an accident. They made a choice to get behind the wheel. So we decided that we were going to get help, and we called the advocates. They took care of everything. They were so great to work with. The settlement that they got for us was really good. It took care of all of those medical bills, property damage, time off from work, pain and suffering, really everything. It was so good. The advocates, they gave us our lives back in a lot of ways.
I'm Matt with the Advocates Injury Lawyers. You shouldn't pay for someone else's bad decisions. With the advocates, you won't have to.
So my husband and I were driving home from a date night, and we were hit head on by a drunk driver. It was awful. Anytime it's a drunk driver, that's not an accident. They made a choice to get behind the wheel. So we called the advocates. They took care of everything. The settlement that they got for us was really good. They gave us our lives back.
I'm Matt with the Advocates Injury Lawyers. You shouldn't pay for someone else's bad decisions. With the advocates, you won't have to.
AI company DeepGram has just raised $130 million, giving it a new valuation of $1.3 billion. So this is a big number. It's a big deal. And they are a AI voice company specifically focused on sales, marketing, and customer support. So definitely a huge industry that they're already disrupting in a big way. We're going to talk all about their company and their new raise. Before we do that, Jamie, why don't you tell them about our school community?
Yeah, so every single week, Jamie and I record an exclusive bonus piece of content on school community. We're doing a whole series on how to start a software company if you're not a coder. I am not a coder, but for the last few years, I've been working in the software space, creating products. And my most recent product is AIbox.ai. It's you get the top 40 AI models in one place. You can chat with them. And you can also build AI tools. We have a whole marketplace where you can post your AI tools for other people to use. So that product and that project that I've done, I've spent over $600,000 and 3 years developing it. And today, I think you can build a lot of that for a couple hundred dollars using a tool like Lovable or Base44. Over on the school community, Jamie and I just recorded we're recording a new series that you can go get access to. It's $19 a month. It is how to build a software company if you are not a developer. I've spent the last week building a product, which will soon be called podcaststudio.com. It is a full podcast distribution platform like Spotify for Creators or Acast or like all of these other ones that cost a whole bunch of money. I recreated the entire thing in a week for $200 of Lovable credits. If you want to see how I did that and how you can build a software product too with payments, like literally every integration, fully functional software thing without knowing how to code, go check out the school community because this series is going to be insane. All right, let's talk about what's going on with DeepGram. This is a great company. And honestly, that is an insane amount of money, like a huge kudos to them, $130 million. Who hopped in on this round I thought was interesting. They had a bunch of their existing customers existing investors. So basically when you see a company like this raise more money, you know that, and they're doing it from existing investors, you know that the investors believe in it and the company is going in a great direction. So I think they already had InQtel, Drona, Higer, Wing, Y Combinator. Those are all previous investors and all of them put more money in. So they've raised a total of $215 million. If you go over to their website, they're basically an AI voice company. They specifically help with voice agents, and they have an API, which just means that like if you companies can tie in and use their product inside of their platform. I think this is huge. And I'll give you an example of where I've seen this specifically used on a website. If you have your own company or platform where I'd recommend using a tool like this, I usually, when I'm doing customer support, I like to think of myself as I want to talk to a human, right? Like, I think we all basically have the same feeling because we've all have bad experiences where you've called up customer support and it's like, this is the customer support bot. Tell me what you want. And you're like, all right, like, I need to like cancel my credit card. And it's like, you would like to extend your credit. You're like, no, cancel the credit card. It's like, I cannot do it. You're like, talk to a customer service representative. Like, you just start screaming, talk to a customer service representative because like the bot doesn't understand you. And then you talk to a person, you get your problem solved. Okay. We've all had that terrible experience And so I think because of that, it's very easy to think that the AI models today are just a variation of that. I'm here to tell you they are not. They are amazing and they can actually handle most of your customer support. I've had two experiences in the last at least 2 weeks, but maybe it was the last week, that I basically was like, okay, we're in a completely different world and this actually is very functional. And this is what DeepGram is winning from. So I'll give you those two experiences. I don't want to hear Jamie's thoughts on these monstrosities of AI. So the first one was I was on 11 Labs and I am on the $1,300 a month tier of 11 Labs. How I got myself into that black hole, don't ask. It's a slippery slope. You start using credits and I'm just like, you know, trying to figure out how I'm going to pay $1,300 every month for this thing. So I have this like massive project that I'm doing. It's actually going to wrap up. So I've canceled and already proactively turned my account down to $5. But I needed to know with 11 Labs, I was like, okay, what happens if I turn it down and I don't use all my credits? Because I had like 11 million tokens on my account. I'm like, if I don't use all my tokens, like, are they just going to evaporate? So I'm like, I got to talk to customer support before I like cancel. Otherwise, I was like, I need to hire like 20 virtual assistants to just spend all day long like finishing this project for me, right? It's going to be a madhouse on that account. So I was like, where do I talk to the customer support? And there was like no button anywhere. I was like getting frustrated and they had this little button that was like, talk to us. And I'm like, what does this thing do? And I like clicked it and it was like, hey, like I'm 11 Labs customer support. What can I help you with? And I'm like, no, like not an AI bot. Like I'm like looking for the speak to a customer service representative, but I was like, okay, I'll just tell it what I'm. So literally I click the button. It pops up. It says that I'm like, I'm on the $1,300 month plan. At the end of the month, are my credits going to roll over or are they going to expire? And it's like, it literally, what's so cool is it's tied into your account in the back end. It knows everything about you. So it's like, you are on the $1,300 month plan. You had 11 million tokens. You've used 4 million tokens. You have this many tokens left. At the end of the month, because you're on this plan, it looks like you've already downgraded your account to the $5 a month plan. And because of that, you have 2 months where your tokens will roll over for the next 2 months. So you don't have to worry about them like getting canceled. Is there anything else I can help you with? And I'm like, actually, no, that was all of my questions very concisely, no waiting on hold, no listening to someone with an accent that was hard to understand. I was like, accept. I was just like, close it out. So that was an absolutely amazing experience. Honestly amazing. And this is exactly what DeepGram is capitalizing on. 11 Labs obviously is going to like use their own tool for their thing, but every other platform in the world can use DeepGram. 11 Labs is a good option too, but DeepGram is a great option with the API and it will do that. Tie into your, like use an AI model, which is probably like Gemini, Claude, or OpenAI to like do the brains and the thinking. And then you have one of these voice models that will talk and just tell people. And like you've replaced all of the frustration and difficulty of customer support, sales, and a lot of marketing stuff.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think one of the keys here and probably what is separating DeepGram apart from others right now is the low latency. So one thing, because I've talked with some AI chatbots as well, one thing that really annoys me is if there is a waiting period, if you have to wait for it to like figure out what you said and blah, 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 you know, and then the slowness makes it feel more frustrating and less human-like. Mm-hmm. Although if they do solve your problems, I'm willing to wait as opposed to waiting on hold for a tech support agent,
right?
You know, overseas. The latency factor, I think, is what is driving this company's success. And again, the API where you can plug it into your software. So, I think right now with ChatGPT, the voice chat is really great. You can tell sometimes it's trying to think about what you said and it's giving you like a kind of a slop answer. Like, yeah, I can understand how that would be really frustrating, blah, 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 blah. And then it gives you your answers, but mm-hmm. It still just feels more natural. So I think there's definitely a key to that. Let's see here. It says that 300 million Americans have used voice AI. Is that correct? I guess I believe that.
Yeah. I mean, so I think what it's referencing specifically is there's like 300 million Americans that do drive-thrus. And it's saying like basically one of the big things that DeepGram is focusing on is being like the voice of the drive-thru. Which, do you remember the whole Taco Bell like thing that happened last year where someone ordered like 18,000 water cups because they didn't want to talk to the voice AI?
I do.
Yeah. So I think a lot of people are like concerned because they're like, oh no, like Taco Bell did an experiment where an AI voice would take your order, but then someone like hacked it. And I think maybe whenever that happened, that was like a reason. But like today with OpenAI and Anthropic being as smart and even Gemini being as smart as they are, like I think you could just say if someone makes a ridiculous order, tell them to clarify or that like you can't do it. And I think you really could have the AI completely do all the order handling. And like, obviously someone's trying to hack it, but like you could say, I want to order 18,000 water cups to a human too. And they'd be like, sorry, you're ridiculous. Right. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So anyways, I think like companies got a, like a, they were like, oh, see, look, the AI can't do it. It's like, obviously it can do it. Just put a little, I put a little tag in to check everyone's order and see if there's an anomaly that seems ridiculous. And even if you're a restaurant like McDonald's or Taco Bell, say, here are the last 10,000 orders people have made. Does this order, like, is there an anomaly in this order that is, you know, not seen in the last 10,000 orders? And it's like, if it says yes, then you like flag, don't let them do it for whatever reason. If it's no, then just put the order through and let people buy their stuff, you know?
Yeah, totally. Well, I mean, yeah, I think the with the AI voice thing with the drive-thrus, I think it's gotten better even since I've noticed different restaurants using it. Like now I only get referred back to a human if like it can't understand me, if the wind's blowing or if the kids are screaming too loud.
Have you went to drive-thrus or restaurants that use it?
Taco Bell. Yeah, Taco Bell, I think ours still does.
Unless
there's like a big, if let's say it can't understand you or something, then it'll kick you over to a human. But I think it works pretty well already. And I think, you know, if they're heading this up, I think it could be a huge, huge industry for them to dominate in. And it's going to save companies a ton of money.
Okay. Amazing. Apparently, Carl's Jr. Just got acquired. And so some of their investors are looking at like rolling this out there too. So yeah, I think we should see this. Like, I think basically all fast food, it'll just make it easy and clear. And I mean, I think the biggest problem the fast food restaurants have is like the outdoor speakers are like so hard to understand half the time. But
yeah,
they could solve that problem. Just go stick a nice Bose speaker outside and let people talk in HD quality to our AI overlords. I think that's a great way to order food. Like, I don't know. I know people will hate me, but like if an AI can do it and it can do it well, I say just get an AI to do it and get a human to do something different. There's all sorts of creative things in the world, interesting things. We don't have to be the robots that pick up heavy boxes and break our backs or flip, you know, super hot oil. Like, just get robots and AI to do it all. But I know a lot of people don't like that theory. I'm like a big automation guy. And I think that there's unlimited things for people to do, just to be creative and to go build interesting things they want to do. So yeah, this is amazing. We'll definitely keep you guys up to date. This is a huge raise of money for DeepGram. They're doing a great job here. It'll be interesting. I did hear what was interesting is that they weren't actually even trying to do a round of funding, but just their company was growing so much. They had so many investors reach out to them. They're like, okay, fine, we'll take more of your money, which I thought was hilarious. But this is a fast growing area, very lucrative. So they're doing a great job. All right, everyone, thank you so much for tuning into the podcast today. If you enjoyed it, make sure to go check out our AI Hustle School community, where I break down in detail how I'm building an entire SaaS platform as a non-developer. Jamie and I are going to do a whole series on this. So if you want to, if you have an app idea or a business idea or a software, or even if you don't have an idea, but you just want to get an idea, like go join the school community. This will change your life and be an amazing way to learn how to build SaaS. In addition, there's like other 70 other videos talking about how we grow and scale our businesses with AI tools. So you can watch all of those as well. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll catch you the next episode.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams winter sale and get 30% off paints and stains January 9th through the 19th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.